Welcome to the V Word. How many women out there tweet? According to the hashtag NotOkay, thousands and thousands of you. Following the video that surfaced of Donald Trump talking with Billy Bush about sexually assaulting women, writer Kelly Oxford put out a call to women, tweet me your first assaults, they aren't just stats. And women began tweeting, thousands and thousands, using the hashtag NotOkay. I still find it amazing how many women's stories of sexual assault are ignored. The tales are horrific, and what makes them even more heartbreaking is how long that they were ignored. Using the hashtag NotOkay, women have been sharing stories about the first time that a relative, a soccer coach, a coworker, a peer, a babysitter, a friend, or a total stranger assaulted them, sometimes by much older men, when the women themselves were still prepubescent. While this post started October 7th, it went on for days. And at this point, the responses now number in the millions. Millions of women tweeting their stories about the first time they were grabbed, assaulted, walking down the street. And while Trump bragged about being able to get away with grabbing women in private areas because he's famous or rich, these stories aren't just about rich men or famous men. Their stories are about not being believed by their family members, by their teachers, by society in general. As Fortune magazine pointed out, one consistent theme is abuse of power by pastors, camp counselors, doctors, supervisors, and teachers. So it's not just rich men who feel that they can get away with grabbing girls and women inappropriately and that their status makes it okay for them to do anything. For me as a teenager, it was not okay for male students in my class to grab me by the breasts. It is not okay to be walking down the street on a college campus and have fellow students grab my ass. It was not okay for a professor to try to get me to have sex with him for a grade. It is not okay for me to have to walk past a group of men every time I come to this station who catcall me. It is not okay for a coworker to have grabbed and kissed me and for my employers to do nothing about it. It was not okay for a board member of a nonprofit I worked at years ago to insist on only meeting with me in a bar and retaliating against me when I refused. What resources are out there if this is happening to you? Locally in Richmond, there's the Greater Richmond Regional Hotline. You can call 804-612-6126. They have free, confidential, and live specialists 24/7. Around the state, you can call the statewide hotline at 1-800-838-8238. You can text at 804-793-9999 or chat. Go to www.vadata.org/chat. I'm Carol Wilson, your host. The V-Word is one of the reasons that brought me to WRAR 97.3 FM, the ability to produce a radio show about a cause dear and near and dear to my heart. Community radio is for you. From our very first broadcast in 2005, you, the community, give WRAR the power to produce the programs you love. 76% of our funding comes from our listeners, and 100% of our programming happens because of our volunteers. Please donate to help us keep independent radio alive in Richmond. Call 622-9747, go to the website WRAR.org, or come by the studio. Come and visit us, 1621 West Broad Street. There are many ways to donate and support, from one-time gifts to recurring gifts. We look forward to seeing you here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond's radio station for you. The V-Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. For more information or to hear past shows, please go to thevword.org or follow us on Twitter at Prevent Violence. To find out more about community radio, to listen, donate, or volunteer, go to WRAR.org.